Senator Lisa Murkowski's announced write-in campaign became a topic at today's gubernatorial candidate panel at the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce. KSKA's Len Anderson was there and has the story.
The trio of candidates appearing before the Anchorage Chamber were Governor Sean Parnell, Republican, Ethan Berkowitz, Democrat, and William Toyin, Libertarian. Most of the hour was spent on chamber board questions concerning the state's oil and gas industry, business climate, and economic incentives. But during the portion featuring audience questions, the chamber's board chair and panel moderator, Bill Evans, inserted his own non-economic query.
Who would you rather work with in U.S. Senate, Murkowski, Miller, or Adams, and why?
Libertarian Toyin preferred the Republican nominee, Joe Miller. As for Democrat Berkowitz?
Well, I worked closely with Lisa Murkowski when I was in the state legislature, and I've worked with her in the United States Senate. I'd be happy to do that again. I know Scott McAdams well. He's a good man. And so either Murkowski or McAdams would be good by me.
Republican Parnell described the question as, quote, a tough one, because as Alaskans, we're all so close.
But I'll just answer directly. I put myself through a primary because I believe in the primary system. I believe it weeds out who the voters don't want, and they change their minds at times. It's a tough thing, but I do support my party's nominee for the U.S. Senate.
Of course, it's still possible that Alaska's governor's race might also have a write-in candidacy. In August, Bill Walker lost to Parnell in the Republican Party primary. The incumbent Parnell received more than 54,000 votes, or just over 50%, in the six-candidate field. Walker was second with 33%, about 35,000 votes. Walker has not yet formally ended his campaign, saying he remains dissatisfied about the remaining candidates' positions on a gas pipeline. Walker was to announce this Monday morning whether he would launch a write-in campaign for governor, but he's now postponed his announcement until Wednesday. In an interview after the chamber panel, Parnell was asked what sort of impact he thinks a Walker candidacy would have on his campaign or the election.
Well, I think that would remain to be seen. I think the indecision concerns me, but I don't have anything else to say beyond that. You know, right now I'm running this race, and it's the Parnell-Treadwell team versus the Berkowitz-Benson team, and I think that's the way the voters will perceive it come November 2nd.
Treadwell is Meade Treadwell, who is the Republican lieutenant governor candidate. Diane Benson is on the Democratic ticket as Berkowitz's lieutenant governor partner. Before the panel, Berkowitz responded to a similar question about Walker running.
I have no idea what will happen. All we can do is run our race. And, Bill Walker is a person of passion and considerable skill. If he enters the race, I think it's good for the state. It's good for the quality of the debate.
Besides Parnell, Berkowitz, and Toyin, the remaining gubernatorial candidate appearing on November's ballot is Donald Wright of the Alaskan Independence Party. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.